The no-nonsense technician class license study guide. Four tests given after July 1st, 2010. Dan Romanchuk KB6NU. Not for sale. Copyright 2010 Daniel M. Romanchuk. All rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form, or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording or otherwise, without the prior written permission of the author. Revision 1.19/14/2010. What is amateur ham radio? Amateur radio, also known as ham radio, is a hobby enjoyed by hundreds of thousands of Americans and millions around the world. They enjoy communicating with one another via two-way radios and experimenting with antennas and electronic circuits. All kinds of people are amateur radio operators, also known as hams. Hams are young, old, men, women, boys, and girls. Kids as young as 7 years old have gotten amateur radio licenses, and many hams are active into their 80s and beyond. You never know who you learn into on the amateur radio bands. Young and old, teachers and students, engineers and scientists, doctors and nurses, mechanics and technicians, kings and entertainers. For example, did you know that most of the astronauts sent up to the International Space Station ISS in the last 5 to 10 years have been licensed radio amateurs? They use the amateur radio station on board the ISS to communicate with school groups all over the world as they are flying over. How do you get into amateur radio? With just a little study, you can learn all you need to know to get a technician class license, which is the license most popular with beginners. To get a technician class license, you must take a test with 35 multiple choice questions. The test covers basic regulations operating practices and electrical and electronics theory. Knowing Morse code is no longer required to get this license, nor any class of license. Technician class licensees have all amateur radio privileges above 30 MHz, including the very popular 2 meter band. Technicians can also operate Morse code CW on portions of the 80M, 40M, 15M, and 10M bands, and phone and data on portions of the 10M band. There are two other license classes, the general class license and the amateur extra class license. To get a general class license, you must pass another 35 question test. The amateur extra class test has 50 questions. The tests are progressively more difficult. General class licensees get phone and digital mode privileges on portions of the 160M, 80M, 60M, 40M, 20M, 15M, and 10M bands. They can also operate CW and digital modes on the 30M band. Amateur extra licensees have all amateur privileges. How much does it cost? Basic study materials, such as the study guide, can be had for free, and the license exam fee will be $15 or less. Once you have your first license, most hams find it best to start with simple equipment and grow over time. The handheld VHF FM transceiver can be purchased for as little as $80 new, and excellent used equipment is often available at low prices. All things considered, the cost to get the first license and radio should be less than $200. Where do I take the test? Amateur radio license examinations are given by volunteer examiners, or VEs. VEs are licensed radio amateurs who have been trained to administer amateur radio tests. To find out when the VEs in your area will be giving the test, go to the American Radio Relay League's ARRL website, http://www.rl.org/find-an-amateur-radio-license-exam-session. Using that page, you will be able to search for test sessions that are close to you. If you do not have access to the internet, you can phone the ARRL at 860-594-0200. Can I really learn how to be an amateur radio operator from a manual like this? Yes and no. This manual will help you get your license, but getting your license is only the beginning. There is still much to learn, and to get the most out of amateur radio, you will have to continually learn new things. I am normally not a big fan of this type of approach to getting an amateur radio license. It will teach you the answers to the test questions, but not give you a deep understanding of electronics radio or the rules and regulations. That will be up to you after you get your license. I hope that by helping you get your license that you'll be encouraged to become an active radio amateur and get on the air, participate in public service and emergency communications, join an amateur radio club, and experiment with radios, antennas, and circuits. These are the activities that will really help you learn about radio in depth, and in the end, help you be confident in your abilities as an amateur radio operator. You can take practice tests online at kb0mga.net, http://kb0mga.net/exams/a9pw.com, http://a9pw.com/qrz.com, http://www.qrz.com/testing.html, m.net, http://www.m.net/exams/. You can use all four for free. Good luck and have fun. I hope that you find this study guide useful and that you'll become a radio amateur. Remember that getting your license is just a start and that you will be continually learning new things. If you have any comments, questions, compliments or complaints, I want to hear from you. Email me at qgcatkb6nu.com. My goal is to continually refine this study guide and to continually make it better. Acknowledgements. I would like to thank the following, who proofread the draft and offered some useful comments. K2MUN, KD8IXP, KC8ZTJ, N6QXA, N5IUT, N6KZW, AK5Z, KE4KPC. Dan Romanchuk, KB6NU.